Not only have about 35 school districts passed resolutions calling on the state to directly fund charter schools, many of those districts have also sent the State Department of Education invoices to show that millions of dollars are being pulled from their funding to follow students when they split for a charter. Chad Aldis with the pro-charter school organization, the Fordham Institute, says sending invoices is a bit theatrical.
Quite honestly, they're not providing the education to those students. They really have no business billing the state for those dollars.
But Aldis does concur that direct funding would probably be a better system. However, lawmakers haven't been able to reach an agreement on that issue. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.